When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Modern Day Debate, everybody. Tonight, we're going to be debating the moon landing. Was it faked? And to get us started out, we have Neat Pride. So thank you so much for being here, Neat Pride, and the floor is all yours.
Thanks. So first off, we need to frame this debate properly. I'm not making a claim here. I merely find the evidence presented so far to be insufficient to meet the burden of proof. It all has more plausible, more mundane explanations for how it was acquired. Hopefully, Fight the Flat Earth can present something I haven't seen before. But it better be extraordinary, because extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. And this is probably the most extraordinary claim of all time. Unfortunately, all the evidence I've seen just isn't that good. And the circumstantial evidence is downright incriminating. We'll get into the details later, but to clarify my position, I think we did blast off of Earth. I think we did get stuff in orbit, and I think we did land stuff on the moon. After all, many other nations and NASA currently do have access to technology that is capable of doing all those things. I don't think 12 guys danced around on the moon and then blasted off of the moon and returned to Earth, mainly because no organization or nation, including NASA, has come anywhere close to putting men on the moon in over 50 years. In fact, by NASA's own admission, that technology to do so does not currently exist. And we can get into clips after the intros. So what would convince me at this point that the Apollo moon landings happened? Very simple. They have to do it again. And that might sound like I'm asking a lot, but I'm really not, given that NASA has been trying to do that of their own accord for the past 20 years. But despite spending the same amount of money on our space program over the past decade, those chuckleheads at NASA just can't seem to figure out how to do it again. Their original deadline was 2020, then 2024, then 2025. Now they're saying 2026. Hey, if they return in 2026, I'll be happy to be wrong. And when they inevitably delay it yet again, I hope anyone who disagrees can be equally mature.
All right. I think you're wrapping up there, eh? No problem. All right. I'll do a little housekeeping. We'll get it over to you, FTFE. So welcome, everybody, to Modern Day Debate. We are a neutral platform hosting debates on science, politics, and religion. We hope you feel welcome here. And we also do questions at the end for super chatters. We'll get the priority. So if you have a question for either of our speakers, get your questions in. And over to you, FTFE. You got 10 minutes on the floor.
Hey, thanks for having me on again, guys. for anyone that doesn't know me, my name's Craig. I run the channel FTFE, where I debunk conspiracies, mainly flat earth related. Also enjoy the conversation regarding moon landing deniers. So happy to be here discussing this. So my basic position is that really I don't hold the burden of proof, because as far as I'm concerned, the burden has been met. The fact that we went to the moon is extensively documented. It's a historically important part of American history that was scrutinized constantly by not only America, but every other nation in the world. The moon landings weren't just tracked by NASA and kept secret. Third parties, including amateur radio operators, tracked the position of the radio signals and where they were coming from on the way and to and on the moon. We've had hostile nations to America confirm that the moon landings happened. If it didn't happen, then Russia and China would be shouting that out to everybody. So the fact that there's thousands and thousands of pictures and videos and technical specifications and first party testimonies and the monumental amount of evidence that there is to say that the moon landing happened, I really don't think it's appropriate to say that the burden of proof lies with the people that are saying the moon landing happens. That is what's recognized to be true with countless amounts of documentation to back it up. What I would like to see is reasons why it could be faked. Show me why the photos are fake. Show me why the videos are fake. Don't talk about politics, which is basically kind of what you said in your opening argument, is that, oh, well, we haven't gone back. That is literally down to politics. It was expensive and we'd been there a bunch of times and there was nothing much we could do at the time. Technology doesn't just automatically increase and get better and improve and become more and more and more without people actively working for that to be the case. And no one kept working on the moon projects because that wasn't what they were going to focus on anymore. The budget for the Apollo for NASA was reduced after the Apollo programs. So they focused on low Earth orbit stuff and learning to go to space. And I'm not going to argue that it's really annoying that delays happen. And I'll actively say that it looks like NASA is really badly managed for the amount they spend with what they achieve with regards to going back to the moon and how long it's taken to develop the technology, because the technology is there and they're working on it and improving on it, but it has taken a long time and they're constantly putting back deadlines. No one's going to deny that. But that's not enough to say that it's fake. It's just NASA isn't really very good at doing what they say they're going to do in a timely fashion. But then, end of the day, they're just a government agency doing what they're told with whatever little funding that they actually get for what they do. People go on about how much NASA gets, but when you think about what NASA actually have to do, including paying like 17,000 employees and running buildings and, you know, paying contractors and stuff, it's not like they're in a bunch of parties with hookers and blow. That money actually goes to places. So the fact that there is so much historical evidence, so much documentation, so many pictures and videos and third-party testimonies and foreign nations backing it up, shows that it did happen and that the burden is met. So to claim that it's fake, you have to give me specific reasons why each and every one of the thousands and thousands of videos and pictures and documentations and radio logs and everything are fake. Just to say that, well, it didn't happen and I don't have the burden, the proof isn't enough. You do have the burden that the moon landings didn't happen, because the burden of it happening has been met. Thank you. That's my time.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your introductory statements, both of our speakers. We're going to kick it into an open discussion, everybody. Once again, if you have questions for either of our speakers, get them in Super Chats and they will be read with priority. And also, if you're listening to this on podcast forum, all of our debates are uploaded to podcasts within 24 hours of them being shot. But if you want to participate, make sure you're subscribed to the Modern Day Debate YouTube channel. And hit the like, everybody. That always helps. So, Neat Pride, I'll give you the floor to respond to some of what you just heard.
Thank you. Can you put my screen on right now?
You got it.
Okay, so the first thing I want to get to is why didn't Russia call us out? So there's, first of all, they do call us out. I mean, to this day, they call us out. This is not like a uncommon thing.
Are you meaning to share right now? Because you're not up.
Oh, I'm not sharing yet.
Not yet.
When you mean Russia call out the states, have Russia said no, you didn't go to the moon, you've lied?
Yeah. Like in 2023, a Russian space chief said that. He wants them to be investigated again more thoroughly.
I mean, people can say things, but the official position of Russia and all the documentation of Russia and the Russian space program confirms that NASA went to the moon. There's nothing ever.
Well, that is what they said.
Anything
but...
from Russia. No, yeah, but nothing ever from Russia said that NASA didn't go to the moon.
The Soviets known for their integrity. They like very, very honest Was that like what the Soviets were known for, or did they just say things to benefit the state?
Well, I don't think they'd benefit stuff to the don't think they'd say stuff to benefit America, that's for sure.
Well, they also, this is during the Cold War, right?
Okay,
This is during
the
the
Cold
Cold
War
War.
has happened since the moon landings, yes.
Yeah, there were nuclear tensions. They didn't want there to be a nuclear war.
And what
And
has that got to do with Russia confirming that NASA went to the moon?
yeah, they were just going along with it
Why?
because they didn't want to start a nuclear war. Same reason
And
why,
calling out NASA for not going to the moon would cause a nuclear war.
it
What
might,
evidence do you have
it
that?
would dramatically raise tensions. Do you disagree that it dramatically raised tensions if Russia did that?
Who knows what would happen, but I don't see how that would lead to nuclear war. And to make the claim that, oh, Russia
Okay,
called
it
them
would
out
lead to a
because they were
hot
nuclear.
war. It'd lead to a hot war.
So this is all just speculation, things that you think were the case with zero evidence behind it. The official position of Russia and Roscosmos is that NASA went to the moon. And there is no documentation that you could present me anywhere from Russia that would say anything other than that.
Maybe, but I don't think they really viewed it as quote unquote losing the space race. Like they did beat us there, right?
To the moon. No, Russia
To
didn't beat us
space,
to
to
the
space.
moon. Yeah,
The space
Russia.
race kicked off when Sputnik was launched, right?
Yeah, well, that's kind of why the NASA went to the moon, right? Is because Russia beat them at everything else. They were the first one to put something in orbit. They were the first ones to put a dog in orbit, the first one to put people in orbit, first one to put a woman in orbit, right?
Correct,
Russia did
yeah.
everything first. There was nothing left. NASA had to do something. All this money that's being chucked at them, what have they got to show? They're second in everything. So they went to the moon first because, let's face it was a massive dick measuring contest, and USA
You really
wanted to
think they
be the
spent all
biggest
that money
winner.
on measuring figurative dicks? I think it had.
Yeah, at that point, absolutely, the
So
egos of
that's
running the
speculation on
country
your part.
100%.
I think a more reasonable speculation would be they wanted cover for developing ICBMs, which is the core technology the space race created.
There was no cover for the ICBMs. That was widely documented.
No, like I'm saying, it was like a way to appease the citizens. At least in
Well, have you got
America.
any evidence of that, or is it just a claim?
Well, just like what you were saying about why they did it, that was also just your speculation. It was a dick measuring contest. I think that's a pretty wild speculation. I don't think they're going to spend $230 billion on a dick measuring contest. You think they're that juvenile? You think
Oh,
that's
yeah,
more reasonable?
absolutely. Do I think the men in charge of America are juvenile? Yes. Sorry if that annoys Americans, but do I think the majority of the
That's
people that have been
parental.
in charge of the United States of America are juvenile? The answer would 100% have to be yes.
You don't think they make rational decisions at all?
Have you seen America lately?
It's a pretty good place to live. I don't know what to tell you. I like living here.
You even realize the rates of poverty in America compared to like the majority of the developed world is
Poverty is in
disgusting.
quotes.
All right,
You
let's
can
move
live
back.
comfortably
Oh my
even in
goodness.
poverty.
Anyway, this is beside the point of the moon landing. There is nothing
No,
that
I want to dig into
the fact
this
is
dick
they
measuring
had to go to
contest
the moon
claim.
first because Russia had done everything else first. There was nothing else left, so to get to the moon first was to show that NASA were good at what they were doing. So they put everything into doing that. They pumped a bunch of money into developing the technology to send men to the moon. Simple as that. And we did it. And the evidence that we did it is there.
Okay.
Your speculation about why it didn't happen is irrelevant to evidence that shows that it did happen.
Okay, so just to get it clear, your speculation is they did all that to measure dicks. My
Well,
speculation
that was
is,
called hyperbole, right? They weren't literally measuring dicks, right?
no,
It was the
yeah, I
case that
figured
Russia had done
they were just,
everything else first, and that was all
being
that was left.
juvenile.
All right,
That's
Right, okay.
we understand the metaphor. Go ahead, knee pride.
Is that my personal speculation?
Apparently, yes.
So it's the accepted consensus about why
Oh,
America
is this an
was
accepted
so
consensus?
concerned to the about getting to the moon, and it's a consensus that I personally agree with. So
okay,
do I
cool.
the opinion that that is the case? Yes. But also, so do the majority of the people that talk about the moon landing and the reason why America wanted to put man on the moon first. That's just the reasoning that has been talked about. In fact, they've interviewed like people that worked at NASA and people that worked in the government.
What, those juvenile said, yeah, people?
We wanted to, well, a lot of them are juvenile, but that's irrelevant. But they've said, yes,
why are you listening to what they say?
Because these are the people we're talking about.
Okay.
But you can be juvenile and truthful. They're
you
not
can also be juvenile and lie.
Okay, yeah, but you have to present evidence that there's any lies. All that you have so far is...
Don't you have to present evidence that they're telling the truth in that case? Like, I could just say that.
The burden has been met on my side. If you want
the consensus
thousands
has been met.
Thousands of pictures.
I just don't think truth is generated through consensus.
Yeah, again, is the consensus is irrelevant when we're talking about the evidence, right?
Seems like you're kind of relying on that consensus a little bit.
No, I'm not. That was just for that particular point, okay? Maybe you're okay. Not sure how the conversation worked, but the separate point is that the evidence exists, okay? The evidence is the thing that you have to refute. I could sit here with you and
I'm not going to have evidence for their motivations.
Thousands and thousands of pictures and videos, and you would have to tell me why each and every one of those isn't real. The fact is that the evidence that it happened existed. So you have to refute that evidence. You can't just say, oh, give me more evidence. The evidence is already there.
All right. So
do you want to look at some of the evidence?
I was going to say, Neat Pride's just getting little bits in here. So, yeah, I do want to give you the floor a little bit make some of your case there. Because, just 1 second, FTFE. You did want to do a screen share. So,
yeah, you did want to share a screen. Yeah.
Let's move into some new territory there, fellas.
Okay. Screen share time?
You got it. Whenever you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, yep. Just pop it up when you're good. It's not coming up on the Zoom.
No, I don't see.
Sorry.
It's a Zoom problem, everybody. Just a reminder to hit that like button while we address this. So I got Mozilla Firefox window up here, thousands of high-res pics is what I see. So you're up.
Firefox.
Okay. I need an explanation from you. Why did they wait until 2015 to release all these pictures? Have you ever seen this? I don't understand the reasoning. I'm trying to understand the motivations behind why they're doing this. Dick Measuring Contest to explain this one. Why would they wait until long after Photoshop was perfected to release these images? These are beautiful images. Why'd they wait so long to release them? I don't understand.
So they were already available, but they...
No, they weren't. No, they weren't. They were unknown to the public. They were available to people who work at NASA, I guess.
You got any evidence that that's true?
It says it in this article. It says it in this article. That's my evidence.
The cash 18,000 high resolution photos taken upon ourselves during trips to the moon. You know what the best part is? They're all available for viewing and downloading. According to my who created
uploaded new unprocessed versions.
Uploaded new unprocessed versions
there
of
you
original
go.
Photo
there you
scans
go.
And pictures there in but where does that say that they weren't available to the public?
Where it says new, N-E-W.
Yeah, because they were new unprocessed photos being uploaded.
Exactly. They have not been seen to the public. They were not available to the public until 2015.
Can you show me where it says they weren't available to the public?
Where it says new, N-E-W.
Yeah, but
what does that mean in this context?
Yeah.
Uploaded
new unprocessed versions of original NASA photo scans to the picture sharing service Flickr. But that doesn't say that they're pictures that were never seen by anyone before. That just means they were new.
It doesn't say that literally, but... is what
your evidence is your personal means. Interpretation of a news article. Is that right?
I think it's interpretation of the English language. That's what we're talking about here.
So here's the thing. They were available before.
Where?
In NASA archives, right? But what happened was this person uploaded high-res versions to this image sharing site.
I'm saying, why didn't they upload the high-res versions before 2015?
Because nobody had done that before. That's why, because it takes a long time to do. Dude,
it really
fate,
it really
not
didn't.
Just your, Dude, all right, hold on. Okay.
That's speculation on your part. How do you know it would take such a long time to upload 8,000 pictures?
Sorry, I got too much crosstalk, so I'll give you.
There's no speculation on my part. The pictures were available beforehand, but they were uploaded to this site on this date. That's it. They weren't hidden from the public. You making that claim is just not false. And here's the thing.
I need evidence for your claim.
The NASA archive.
Look right now. I'm looking.
Right. Here's the thing, right? You saying I'm suspicious about this isn't evidence they didn't go. I would specifically like you to present me with evidence that they faked the moon landings, not your suspicions about when something was uploaded to a website.
No, because I'm not the one. Remember, I just don't believe the evidence, the concrete evidence, in conjunction with all the circumstantial evidence, makes it insufficient to believe what they claim.
To you, but that's just you
to
going.
Me and a rapidly growing. Okay, can we do like a quick little sidebar about flat Earth? Is that allowed?
No. This is about moon landings.
Okay, fair enough.
What I would very much like is for you to present evidence that they faked the moon landing that isn't just you personally interpreting an article, misunderstanding what it says. Because let me be clear, those pictures were never hidden from the public.
Okay.
They were publicly available, and they always have been. But in 1999, please let me finish what I'm talking about. They've always been publicly available. But in 1999, the NASA Apollo archive was started, and it was transferred to Flickr sometime in 2000, and they continued the archive in there. The fact that it contains over 35,000 pictures means that it takes a long time for them to upload. You not understanding something and being suspicious about something is not evidence that the moon landing didn't happen.
So let me get this straight. I have to mathematically prove that, like, what would convince you? What would convince you? Can you give me, like, I told you what would theoretically convince me.
Right, prove to me some of the pictures are fake. Show me evidence that they faked it that isn't just your speculation. Give me an analysis of the technology involved. Show me the radio signals didn't come from the moon.
There's 76 viewable files. This guy goes through all that stuff.
This guy goes through.
You want me to read this out to you? Like, I just
pick one specific bit that you would like to present as evidence. Don't just say, well, this guy did this. Give me some evidence that a particular picture is fake, and, you know, let me know your.
But I don't understand, like, what would suffice as evidence for you? Because it sounds like you're asking me
something.
But it sounds like you're asking me to produce a signed document from the people at NASA saying, I faked the moon landing. And that doesn't. That's true. That doesn't exist. No, but I don't think a reasonable bit of evidence to require.
With all due respect, you're strawmanning me. I'm not asking for that at all. I am asking you to present evidence that the moon landing was faked beyond just your own personal speculation. So pick one of these pictures and the analysis behind it, and then tell me why it tells me that a particular picture is fake.
Okay. How do the astronauts in the photograph look light? Like, you know, they have low gravity. And this is saying...
What? What do you mean?
Not an inclination in the backpack.
Sorry, what are you talking about? Say that again.
You know how the astronauts look like they're in 1/6 gravity in the pictures?
Well, no, you can't really tell that from a picture. The 1/6 gravity you could tell in the movement because the acceleration towards the ground is slower. You can't really tell they're in 1/6 gravity in a still picture, no.
Okay, let's see. You don't like that one?
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't see any evidence that the moon landing was fake in that picture.
Why are there so many defective frames in the moon panoramas?
What defective frames? Please point out a defective frame. I'll be honest with you, it doesn't seem like you've researched this very much.
Well, to be honest, the picture debunking is just kind of silly. It's kind of a red herring.
Not really.
Because for everything that, like, I can find about it, you'll be like, no, like that shadow is like all of like the picture arguments. It's like that shadow is 5 millimeters in the wrong spot. And then you say, no, actually, it's supposed to be in the wrong spot. That's how all of the it's just stupid esoteric shit like that. Are you an expert in photography? Are you an expert in visual effects?
Yes,
you have like
I
a doctorate in that. Did you work for the CIA? Do you work for NASA?
I am extremely qualified in visual effects. Yes.
Oh, really? What are your qualifications? I wasn't aware of that.
My YouTube channel, all of the graphics on it.
Oh yeah, yeah. I made all of the graphics
on my YouTube channel.
I've painted before too. I don't think that makes me qualified. As qualified as this guy who's like a professor of film. At some Russian university.
If he's a professor of film, could you?
Sure. Bring us back in.
Sorry, right.
Before we get too far off track.
Yeah.
No, I was giving you the floor if you wanted to say one last thing here, but then if you did want to move on from these arguments, knee pride, that's fine. I'll let you guys hash out the last bit here.
Well, right. My point is that. I base my position on evidence, right? And there is so much evidence that the moon landing happened, and I have never seen anyone successfully scrutinize and debunk any of that evidence. All there ever is for the moon landing denial is speculation and misunderstanding of something. So I would just like you to give me some concrete evidence against the moon landing. All right, so that guy says a bunch of pictures aren't true, but I've got photography experts that could probably disagree with that. But that didn't seem to be your evidence. You don't care about the evidence.
So, I don't care about the picture evidence. I care more about the video. You want to look at some videos? We should watch some videos. I think that'll be a little bit more enlightening.
Yeah, sure. And have you scrutinized these videos and explained?
Yeah, more than the pictures, at least. Okay, so this is the video that we're working with.
Mm-hmm.
So why couldn't this have been filmed on Earth? You need to prove that this could not have been filmed on Earth.
No, that's not how this works.
I can barely tell what this is, to be frank.
Okay, so you can't tell what you're seeing.
What I'm saying is like, it's so blurry that you could easily hide a bunch of cables or like other apparati that
space. You still can't see any of that. Okay, again, you're just saying, well, they could do this. They could have done that. Prove to me they didn't do this in a shoot. That's not how this works. The evidence of where the signals came from shows where it is. So, you know, could you just take me through some? You said let's look at some videos. Let's do that. Take me through a video and show me your analysis and your scrutinization of why that video is fake. Is that possible?
Yeah. Okay, this is the Apollo 16 touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think this is a real film of a real physical object. The object is not the moon. It's not the thing in the sky. That's all I'm saying.
Any proof of that?
The best I can do is no, NASA has not been able to do this, to reproduce this, despite wanting to for the last 20 years. Oh, okay.
They reproduced it several times. There was many Apollo missions.
Not in the last 50 years.
Correct. There wasn't in the last 50 years, but they've reproduced it many times. And I have already told you why they haven't made it anymore.
No, I don't. Yeah. Explain to me again, why haven't they gone back at all yet? Why is it so difficult?
Why am I having to repeat myself? I gave quite a succinct explanation.
Yeah, okay. You said it was too expensive. So that's not true. If you look at the annual budget. Okay, so if we look at the annual budget from 1959 to 1969.
Yeah, look how much it dropped after the Apollo program.
Yeah, I know. But if you take like the sum of all these.
That's not how that works.
And then you go to 2022 to 2012. It ends up being about the same. In fact, we adjusted for
inflation. Now they're trying to go back to the moon, so they're spending a lot more money.
They're spending $4 billion more. And 20 years, they haven't been able to do it. Despite, shouldn't they have access?
Now, that's the thing. They've been working on the technology. They've taken a lot of time, longer than they should have.
Why do they need to work on that technology again? They thought they had the technology. The old technology was unreliable, they don't have the technology.
Dangerous. Yeah, exactly. The old technology, you don't want that technology. It was single use. It was overly expensive. It was dangerous. It was manual. Nowadays, there is much better technology. There's rockets that can land backwards. There's reusable rockets. There's better fuel management systems. There's better computers that have to be protected in different ways. The technology we have now is a lot better than the technology we had back then. We wouldn't want to use the old technology. But again, can you? I thought we were going to go through a video and you'd show me why it's fake. No. Are we not doing that?
Oh, no. So you want me to prove that it's like CGI, I guess? No, I don't think it's CGI. Yeah. I think it's basically like a diorama, like a little like what they did in Star Wars. It's just like a model, and then they landed the model.
That's excellent. Give evidence to that then. Come on.
It's just a more plausible theory for how this video was acquired.
A more plausible theory for who?
An objective observer.
I'm an objective observer and I disagree with you.
No, you value the consensus a little bit too much.
No, I don't value the consensus. I just happen to agree with it.
Did you ever see...
Not my fault, the consensus
BuzzFeed.
Is right.
You know what BuzzFeed is?
Yes,
BuzzFeed did a recreation of the moon landing video.
Cool story.
It's not perfect, but it's pretty close.
Again, this is not evidence that it was fake. And, you know, BuzzFeed is like...
I don't understand what sort of...
BuzzFeed is 50 years later.
You're basically saying there's no evidence that I could possibly produce that would convince
there
you.
There
is. That,
that's
is that correct?
Thing. If you could present some evidence, that would be great. That's the thing. I'm not saying there's no evidence that you could present. I came here hoping that you would present some evidence.
I came here hoping that you would present evidence, honestly.
My evidence is all of the pictures and videos from
your
NASA.
Evidence is all of the third other party people say it's true, therefore it's true.
Let me finish. All of the third party verification, all of the historical documentation, all of the radio logs, everything, all of the evidence that exists ever about the moon landings is my evidence. All right. When I went to America, when I was in the Royal Navy, used an observatory to bounce lasers off the retroreflectors left on the moon. Somebody fucking put them there.
Were those the Russian retroreflectors?
Hold on. The fact is there is evidence that the moon landing happened. You are literally just going, well, I don't think it's true. That's not evidence or even appropriate for a debate. I don't give a damn about your feelings. I want to see evidence that it was faked. Show me some concrete evidence that the moon landings were fake that you can stick a pin in and say, this is why I think it's fake. That's not just your own personal feelings and speculation.
Do you know what the word parsimony means?
Yes, the law of parsimony absolutely favors the moon landings being real.
No, I don't think it does, because given the evidence we have,
you don't understand
it's more plausible, it's more parsimonious that
I disagree
that it was faked. Why do you disagree?
I disagree.
But right, second, we don't have the ability to go back to the moon.
1 second, Mike, I'm cutting out. Give me 1 second.
Oh, can't hear us.
Right, sorry, my internet cut down for a second there. Right, apologies. Yeah, we do have the technology. It's called Artemis. There's new technology. But the law of parsimony would also, you know, require you looking at all of the evidence available. And all of the evidence suggests that we went to the moon. It is much more plausible with all of the evidence available to suggest that we did, in fact, go to the moon. The fact that every country in the world verifies it, the fact that they went several times and repeated it, the fact that there is nothing to debunk the videos and pictures apart from speculation. The law of parsimony would absolutely favor the position that we went to the moon.
Okay, going back to the point, going back to the point where you think other countries would have called us out, right? So were you aware that this happened back in 2013, just 10 years ago? India is one of the few other countries with a space program, and even they mistook planets for spy drones. It's hard to tell what's going on in space. There's just no guarantee either way.
Stuff happens, machines break, people read stuff wrong.
People also lie.
That is one of the biggest non sequiturs that I have ever come across. That has absolutely nothing to do with the moon landings. And is you just ignoring the fact that there is no evidence that you can present? Oh, hold on. Sorry, my internet is playing up. Just give me 1 second.
No worries. If you wanted to continue going into this neat pride, no worries. Just a reminder, hit that like button if you're enjoying the...
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Discussion while we wait for FTFE to give us a thumbs up that his internet is back up and running.
Yeah, I'm sorted. Sorry.
All right, Flora's back over to you there, Neat Pride, and I do want to give Neat Pride a little time here to get some thoughts out
on our
discussion. I know you're good for it. Thanks, FTFE.
Do you have a theory for why NASA won't declassify all their documents?
Because some technology is top secret.
Why aren't they giving it to Elon Musk?
Elon Musk has made his own technology.
But apparently he's building satellites for the US government. You think they would have shared some of the technology. Also, it'd be nice to have some of that information just accessible to the public. So, you know, it should be public knowledge. Taxpayers paid for it, right?
Information on what in particular? What information?
How to build a rocket. How to build a rocket that goes through space.
Elon Musk knows how to build rockets. He's pretty good at that.
Well, we not one that can land humans on the moon. Like a lunar lander. Yeah, the technical specifications for building a lunar lander would be awesome.
Yeah, the lunar lander specifications are available, right?
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Oh my goodness, you really haven't researched this, have you?
What would I Google?
Lunar lander technical specifications would be a good start.
Let's see if we can find it.
You ever look this up or?
No. So I don't mean like just the mass or like the Wikipedia article. I mean like how do you build a lunar lander. That's what I'm talking about.
Like, what do you want? Like an IKEA step-by-step instruction manual?
A patent? Schematics would be nice. I don't see any schematics.
That's the schematic.
This is like the closest we can get. Yeah, but there's not like enough details.
Well, how do you know? Are you an engineer?
Are you an engineer?
Yes, actually, I have a degree in nuclear engineering.
But that's not astro engineering. It's not space engineering.
It's engineering, and I was an engineer on board submarines, and you know. It's quite important understanding pressure and everything. So, if you look into the NASA archives, the actual technical specifications that are more than just these little manuals do exist.
Well, you know, you say that, but I did look. I looked really hard in the NASA archives. Well, I can find it. I noticed you're not presenting it. I guess we'll never know.
NASA's pictures existed before 2015. So,
wait, I mean, what? No. I'm talking about like the schematics to build a rocket or a lunar lander.
You didn't know that the pictures of the moon landing existed before 2015. So the fact that you haven't found personally.
No. I still have not found those. All I found was the post 2015 ones. Because that's all that is available.
Really?
I mean, you're welcome to share your screen and prove me wrong. You're welcome to. I just don't think you can.
The NASA archive for Apollo missions has been updated since 1999.
You know, that's what I thought. Another one we can look at. So, do you think...
Are you going to present any evidence?
Do you think NASA's telemetry data is available?
A lot of it is, yeah.
Okay, but yeah, some of it is. Some of it is. That's true. It's not all of it.
Okay.
But do you want to see what Japan?
Have any evidence? Like, dude, I'm just going to ask you straight up again. You got any evidence the moon landing was fake? That's more than just your personal speculation.
Do you have any proof that it happened? You're the one making the claim.
I told you.
Remember, you are the one.
Maybe the there is some claim. Kind of damage to your frontal lobe that prevents you from converting short-term memory. I did go through a large list of evidence that would support the moon landing existing, and I don't know why I would have to repeat that again because I've already done it twice.
So far, I've heard the videos and pictures. I just don't see why it's not more likely that they were faked rather than. They went to the moon and never went back, and they can't do it again. Like, do you see how the difference
it's not
in
that
the
they
claims?
Can't do it again, is that they haven't tried to do it again?
They have for the last 20 years. They've been trying to go back.
No, they haven't. They've been developing the Artemis mission to go back.
Oh, you weren't aware of this? Well, I guess I'm not sharing my.
They haven't been
anymore.
Trying to go back
they've since been 2004. Since 2004, they have been. NASA has been actively trying to return to the moon. That's when it started, 2004.
They have been actively trying to return. They've been working.
That's incorrect. I really have to show you this.
Maybe the language used confuses you, but what NASA have been doing is working towards the goal of going back to the moon. And that has taken a long time.
Okay, and so working towards the goal
no
and trying to
that
are
that's
synonyms.
Annoying that it's taken a long time. Right. Yes, they are working towards that goal. That is something that is happening at the moment. The technology is actively in development, actively being tested.
Are you saying that trying to go back and working towards going back, you think those mean different things?
But the way you're putting it is like, they've been launching rockets and trying to reach to the moon. Well, no, they've been developing the technology.
And it's taken them twice as long, despite having more information and better materials and more money and more computing power and more people interested in it.
Again, right, all you're doing is this is just round and round and round. You're just constantly giving your own personal...
You still haven't given me the evidence
that
you would
require. I would call you out as a liar.
You don't know what evidence would convince you otherwise. You have no idea.
I would like you to show me that something is fake. That's more than just your personal opinion. Oh, it could be. I don't want it could be. I want concrete evidence.
I don't know how to get this through to you.
For any particular reason, because I mean, Firefox.
Okay, so if I said that I landed on the moon, like, okay, I have a moon rock. What if I sent you a moon rock? Would that convince you?
I'd have it analyzed and see if it comported with the other moon rocks.
That's all it takes.
Yours?
You don't think there's any other way to get moon rocks?
I would also ask you for evidence that you went to the moon, like, you know, the rocket you used.
I don't have the technology anymore. I destroyed that technology. I can't.
So when did you destroy the technology?
I have to build it all back from scratch.
So you didn't record it when you went?
I have a video, yeah. That's me in one of those videos. One of the Apollo videos.
How old are you?
I was 20. See, you can't prove it wasn't me. Look, you can't prove it wasn't me. That's just the truth.
So your argument is you can't prove I didn't go to the moon. Fucking brilliant, mate.
That's your argument. I'm being facetious.
No,
that's
it's
your
not.
Argument.
My argument is we didn't go evidence to the moon. We did. Right. I want 1 minute to try and drill this into your head. Okay.
All right. Sure.
All of the evidence points towards the fact that we went to the moon. All of the pictures, all of the videos, all of the historical documents, all of the engineering specifications, all of the radio logs, all of the third-party verification from amateur radio operators, all of the other countries, everything, all the scrutinization, the moon rocks we brought back, the technology left on the moon that we can still communicate with. I'm still talking, if you don't mind. Right.
Sorry. You got 25 seconds.
All of the evidence that is available, all of it. I could sit here and go through it, but it's pointless because everyone can go and find and see the evidence that exists. All of it points towards the fact we went to the moon. I have concrete evidence. I want something from you that is not just your personal opinion and speculation.
Are you done?
Yes.
You actually haven't provided any concrete evidence. You just keep saying that's not where the consensus is.
You're a liar. You are a liar.
All right. Before we...
All right. Please share your screen. I'd like to see some of this.
You want me to just take through a bunch of pictures? Because I can do that. We can sit here for hours and go through pictures.
See, I didn't want to do that either. Because I don't think that's very interesting.
Well then, if you don't think my evidence is interesting, what's the point of me showing you 35,000 pictures?
But you haven't given me an explanation for why those pictures had to be from the moon. It's the evidence. Yes, it is evidence. It is not extraordinary evidence. It's not evidence that could not be otherwise obtained.
It couldn't be otherwise obtained because they're from the moon. And back in 1969, the technology to fake it like that did not exist. BuzzFeed didn't exist in 1969.
Can we try an analogy? Is that okay?
No, I want evidence. I want evidence. I don't want analogies. I don't want speculation. I want evidence from you that the moon landing.
I want evidence from you. You haven't provided any evidence.
You're a liar.
You're just saying.
You are lying. You are a liar.
The burden of truth is on me. You're just like assigning me the burden of
truth. I have told you the evidence. You are a liar.
If we can't move into some new territory and shift gears a little bit here, because it seems like we've really just hit a stopping block with this part of the conversation. So if you guys have another avenue you'd like to take it down and try to, reset the tone. Just, bring it back down here a little bit. Everybody have a sip of water. Anything else you guys would like to go into before we engage with Q&A?
Yeah, he should probably stop sharing because he hasn't shown any evidence.
No, he turned off the sharing out. There's more stuff I want to look at.
You can share if you'd like. Right, you weren't sharing anything at the
fault.
Time.
I didn't change it on my screen. That's my bad. I came here for debate. And debate requires evidence on both sides, right? My evidence is all of the evidence that is available. All of the pictures and the videos, third-party verification, radio signals, all of it. All of this is evidence that the moon landing happened. So I could sit here and go through bit by bit by bit with you. And I would like you to scrutinize and tell me why each bit is fake. But it doesn't seem like you have any evidence about anything being fake. You just want me to tell you why it couldn't be fake. That's not how this works. You have to provide evidence for your position.
You have extraordinary claims, such as your claim that we put men on the moon and then no one could do it again, ever.
I think maybe for
that requires extraordinary evidence. Wait, let me just try the analogy.
Go ahead.
Okay. Imagine I go into a store and there's I'm the only person in the store other than the owner. And there is a bucket of money, and the owner leaves for a second, and then he comes back and he sees me, and the bucket of money is empty. Now, my explanation is, aliens took it. But there are alternative theories. Do you think this same evidence would be there? It'd be the same evidence. The concrete evidence would be the empty bucket. And lack of money. But my theory for how that evidence got there is aliens took it. His theory is obviously you took it. I took it. So that's the same thing that's happening with all the evidence, all the pictures and videos. You think that there's only one way that evidence could have gotten there, that we put men on the moon, something that no one's ever done. I think that's less of the two explanations that are provided. I just don't think that's as plausible. That's what I'm saying. Does that make sense? Does that analogy make sense to you at all?
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
That's a nice meme.
No point.
It's not an argument.
A rambling, incoherent response. Were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought?
All right.
That's the good evidence you have there.
Is now dumber for having listened to it.
All right. I'm just going to mute the desktop. I just muted the desktop.
Did it go over your head? Did you get it?
Yeah, no, it did. You just didn't provide any evidence that the moon landing didn't happen.
I wasn't trying to with that analogy. That's not what I was trying to do there.
Well, it was a really, really bad analogy, just so you know. Maybe you're not sure.
But did you get it? Okay, it was a bad analogy. Did you get the point of it, though?
I got it so well that I knew it was a terrible analogy.
Okay, so you didn't understand it.
I did. You're just really bad at making analogies.
Okay, can you restate what I was trying to say in a smarter way then?
No, I don't feel.
Yeah, like you're not able to because you didn't get it. Okay.
I did get it.
Let's move on from the analogy. Sorry, guys.
I'm done.
I'm going to butt in here. If you did have anything you did want to share on your screen, FTFE, I think now would be a good time to maybe do it if you have something you wanted to show on your side before, like I say, we move into Q&A. It's up to you.
Honestly, like I said, I could sit here and take you through 35,000 pictures and thousands of videos and technical specifications. But what's the point? Anyone can go and see those. They exist. I don't need to present the evidence that is there for anyone to go and see. I was expecting to come here and have evidence to argue against, but I haven't had any evidence that the moon landings didn't happen. So I've not had to present evidence in rebuttal to that. All the evidence that the moon landing exists is already there. There's literally no point in me sitting here and just showing you another website that has pictures on.
You know, I would like to see that website. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you've got Google, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what you can do is stay up tonight, make yourself a drink. I'd suggest a dark and stormy. That's half a cup of ginger beer. Mixed together.
Okay, enough of the powder. What do I have to Google?
Some rum, and anything else with angstrom bitters. And whilst you're drinking that, just Google pictures of moon landing, and you'll find about 35.
I did that, man. I did that.
And you didn't find.
Look, hey, don't take my word for it. Don't take my word for it.
Oh, I see. You're using Firefox. That's the problem.
Oh yeah, I am. I am.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
All right. I think what we will have to do to try to move this along is go into the Q&A and engage with our audience who have asked a handful of questions here to both of you gents, and maybe we can progress the conversation into new territory. So once again, if you're hanging out in the live chat, hit the like button. It's been pretty lively. We're going to move right into your questions now. So JSS Tiger says, for every denier that says, I want to be proven wrong with a new mission, there's 10 that still won't accept it. So thoughts on that? If there's a new mission, or if it supposedly happens again, well, then they're saying that there'll be 10 more people that still won't accept it. So
maybe other people, I will accept it if they manage to do it again. And I hope they do it again. I really do. I want America to be, exceptional.
Any thoughts on the other side? I was trying to be charitable to the super chatter. Don't come at me, anybody.
It's right. That's one of my guys. He's cool.
Okay. Let's move into the next question. Matters now. I think this is Ozian tonight.
Hey, Ozian.
Why are you bearing false witness against Lieutenant Neil Armstrong of the Navy and calling my shipmate a liar with no evidence he is lying? You defame his character. After show on Matters Now. Not sure exactly what he's specifically referencing to, but maybe you guys had a conversation.
I'm not calling him a liar. I don't think the theory he provided for how those pictures and whatever were acquired is the most plausible theory, given that no one else has been to the moon, including NASA.
Cool story, Bo.
Okay. Well, let's move into the next question. And thank you, everybody, who has put in the super chat. Matters Now again says, the internet didn't exist to upload photos in 1969.
But in 2004, it did. Why'd they wait until 2015 after questioning the moon landing became slightly more popular? I wouldn't say it's mainstream, but it's not considered abnormal anymore. It's not fringe anymore.
You know, to get those pictures up online, they had to manually scan each one, right? 35,000 of them. It took a time.
Yeah. Yeah. It probably would take some amount of time. It doesn't seem that hard of work.
All right. I think we're once again at a stopping point there, everyone. So we're going to move into the next question. Thanks again, Ozian. Matters Now is having an after show. So Earth is Life says, rocketry is not a secret. Anyone is free to design a rocket and a lunar lander.
Okay, then why are there still 3 million classified NASA documents? I want to know what's in them. I don't know. Government what agency. Could they possibly still be hiding? What is it, national security, like the JFK files? Okay.
No, it's the aliens, clearly.
Oh, do you believe all the astronauts who say that they saw aliens?
Yeah, I talk to them regularly.
Like Edgar Mitchell?
No, the aliens.
No. The guy who landed, who walked on the moon, allegedly, he claims the aliens are real. You believe in those two? Not very skeptical of you. What?
Yeah, no, I've met the aliens. They're cool dudes.
Yeah, I thought you'd say something like that.
All right. Everybody's just...
they only choose the smart people. That's the problem.
All right. Brainbender is asking, FTFE, if I show you a picture of Bigfoot that makes him real based on your photo evidence, that analogy is logically sound.
Nope.
Correct.
No, that's not it, how it goes. That the pictures are in cooperation with all of the other evidence. It's not just the pictures. It's not just the videos. It's everything. All the radio signals, all the sentence specifications, I do apologize that the middle of my sentence interrupted the beginning of yours. That's incredibly fucking rude of me. I won't do that again.
Yeah, man, you're being a little rude to me. Calm down.
Reason. I don't respect
Take it easy, man. It's just a debate.
All right. Can you finish your thought there for our super chatter, if you don't mind, FTFE?
Yeah, it's in cooperation with all of the other evidence. It's not just pictures. There's no real evidence of Bigfoot. You know, there's no tests. We haven't been there. We haven't had an interview with him. There's just a few blurry pictures of a big thing in the forest. That's not the same as 35,000 pictures, several videos, technical specifications, radio verification, other countries, you know, all of the evidence together. No, the analogy doesn't fit there. That's the mind shock.
What about with ghosts, though?
Mind shock is stupid.
Well, with ghosts, it's from all over the world. People have pictures, quote unquote, pictures of ghosts. They have...
They've got blurry little... like blobs on a screen.
Have you not seen the pictures of the lunar landing site from the satellites? The like best picture today is a blurry picture of the lunar surface. You can't tell what it is.
We've got a lot better evidence than that, though. Comparing ghosts to... there's no like verification.
There's EMF, like the EMF readers. You know, they have data. They have radio signals that detect ghosts or something, right?
So ghosts are electromagnetic entities, are they?
Yeah, apparently. That's what the ghost hunters say. And that's the consensus among all ghost hunters.
Has this conversation turned into ghost hunters now?
That's where you brought it, man. That's all I'm saying.
Let's hit that some other time. Jesus. That sounds like...
evidence that the moon lands aren't real. Well, there's ghost hunters.
All right, hold on now. Let's move into Carla Campos says, a neural network AI that detects deepfakes and has never been wrong concluded that the landing footage is fake. Rogan episode 2141 space is real.
No, it didn't. That's been debunked.
Just say that's been debunked. Yeah, that's sufficient. Sufficient.
The AI neural network that they used was a totally beta thing that like has like 40% accuracy. It's not true that it's never been wrong. They also didn't test it on original footage. The whole thing was just a bunch of nonsense. If you actually spend 2 minutes and look into it, then you know it doesn't hold up to scrutiny.
Thoughts over there, Neat, or do you want to carry on?
Oh, yeah, carry on.
Carry on our merry old way. There we go. I knew that was on the tip of my tongue. XX Avendred says, for Neat, if Apollo was so easy to film, why sacrifice the three men of Apollo 1 who tragically died? Seems kind of extra.
You don't think the U.S. government would sacrifice people? Also, like I said, I do think that we have technology to blast off of Earth, get into orbit, and even land on the moon. So, yeah, they probably fucked up when they were doing the blasting off of Earth part. That's totally plausible, and what I'm saying, it works with it.
All right. And I do see right now we're just shy of 600 people watching. So if you haven't already, with those lazy thumbs of yours, smash that like button no matter what circle you're watching this in. All right. We appreciate it.
And I'll say the same for my channel. What, 646 watching, only 131 likes. Ooh. If we get that to 200 likes, I'll take my top off.
Oh, my. No need to get so steamy.
So right. Ryan, tell me.
No, don't drag me into this. I'm comfy. Icy Spin says, tech didn't exist to slow footage down. Checkmate.
What do you mean tech didn't exist to slow footage down? That doesn't make sense. Because it's frame by frame. They just wouldn't show the frames as fast.
No, that's not how it works. So when you have to record something in, so you're playing it back in slow motion, you actually have to record it faster, right? Which requires a lot more of the physical media, because then when you play it back, it's then like, if it's half the speed, the physical media is four times as much. And the fact is the technology to record it in that speed didn't exist with the cameras that were used on the moon, which were specially designed to broadcast in 10 frames per second. The physical media to be able to record it faster and play it back slower so it was in slow motion literally did not exist in 1960.
So wait. It was filmed at 10 frames per second, or that's what the video is, and we don't have technology that could move at like 40 frames per second, that could record at 40 frames per second?
No, because you have to literally overclock what you're recording it on. You record it in twice as many frames at the same time. That you would in a single frame, so that when you play it back at normal speed, it appears in slow motion. But the physical storage media and the process of playing it back, doing it faster and playing it back slower, literally didn't exist for the specialized 10 frame per second cameras that were designed to record the moon landing. The technology literally wasn't in existence.
I mean, it currently doesn't
Neither
exist.
Was the amount of physical storage media required to store the videos, because it would have required at least four times as much than was actually used.
But however,
the world did not have that much.
If they weren't actually on the moon, then they'd be able to have four times the amount of storage media. It wouldn't be a problem right?
Again, this on the planet, the amount that storage media did not exist. There wasn't that much storage media in the world.
I'll take your word for it. I haven't heard that.
Don't take my word for it. Look it up.
All right. Next one coming in from Shiba Inu says, 30,000 pictures can be taken in a TV studio.
That was all I'm saying.
I think that one's for you. Did you have anything to say to Shiba there, FTFE?
Yeah, it was 35,000. So maybe 30 could have, but not 35.
Gotcha. All right. Robert Donnelly says, the topic is, before I move on, I should say, we do appreciate everybody in the super chats. If you do have questions, we got, another six or so to go. So if you're hanging out in the internets and you want to keep the conversation going, as I wink there, get your super chats in. All right. So Robert Donnelly says, the topic is, was the moon landing faked? We should be arguing the evidence that it was faked and not that it was real. Show us how they faked it.
My point exactly.
Yeah, the first thing I said was, that's the wrong way to frame this debate. That's not what I came here to do. I came here to be provided with evidence. And it turned out that I was the only one who even shared my screen. That's kind of disappointing, really.
But I told you where my evidence is. I don't have to physically
Yeah, you said it's on the internet somewhere, right? Just Google it, bro.
Yeah. But again, the fact that you can deny that it exists if you want. Again, I can, like I said, I could sit here and take you through 35,000 pictures. I could sit here and take you through engineering.
You couldn't. Like,
I could sit here and talk you through the rocket formula. I can sit here and talk you through the data taken from third-party verification, the radio operators. I could take you through all that stuff, but that's pointless. It's just dry information that anyone can find. The fact is, it exists. I was brought here to debate if the moon landings were faked or not.
That was not what I was brought here to debate.
Well, that's the title of the debate. Maybe you turned up to the wrong thing.
Oh, okay.
All right. We're going to continue with our super chats. And I just put a poll in the chat for you guys to engage with. We'll see how many people can vote in the poll that don't have the thumb power to hit the like button, lazy bones. That's right. I'm calling
all my guys going to vote in the poll.
Yeah. Honestly. Yeah. Help us out. Let's boost this up. Joker Man says, question for FTFE. How did they film the LEM takeoff from the moon and follow it upwards?
They controlled it from NASA headquarters. The interesting thing is they only did that successfully on the final one, on Apollo 17. The previous two missions, they actually tried to do it. But obviously, because there's a delay in the timing, because you know, if you're controlling the tilt of the camera from on Earth, there's a delay from when you press the button to it actually tilting up. So they tried to do it, and the previous two missions, they got the timing wrong. On the third mission, third time's a charm, they got the timing right. The person at mission control controlled the tilt of the camera by radio signal as the LEM took off.
Any thoughts on the other side, or would you like to carry on?
No, yeah, carry on.
Oh, crap, I've got 228 likes. I got to take my shirt off.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. You behave. Sorry. You wait till your after show, okay, to get spicy with your audience. All right, let's see.
That's OnlyFans, right, guys?
Yeah, keep it on there, right? Brian Bender says, I asked about a picture. Don't hand wave or dismiss. That's for you, FTFE.
What picture did he ask about?
Let me just scroll up. What did he ask earlier? Or they, I don't know who they are.
See the guy who said they could all be taken in a movie studio?
Yeah, FTFE, if I show you a picture of Bigfoot, that makes Bigfoot. Him real based on your photo evidence.
I didn't hand wave dismiss. I succinctly responded to that. Maybe you were in the bathroom? I'm not sure.
Okay. All right, so yeah, we'll carry on from there. Kango 44, neat. A lander was landed on the moon just the other day. Thousands of people were involved. Are they all part of the Lizard Men conspiracy?
Did the lander blast off from the moon? No, it landed on the moon and it stayed there, right? Yes. So yeah, I never, from the start, I was like, yeah, I think we can land stuff on the moon. I just don't think we can blast off from the moon.
And what expertise do you have in rocket science?
What expertise do you have in rocket science?
Oh, I'm an engineer.
An engineer in subs. Are subs?
Well, my degree is in nuclear engineering, energy systems, and fission technology.
That's
which
pretty different from rocket science.
Well, it's actually a lot of crossover in the physics.
There's physics is involved. That's true. But it's
engineering principles.
You focus on different aspects. The way space works and the way water works.
I have
not
large
that
knowledge of engineering. What is your engineering knowledge? Just out of interest.
Just saying it didn't blast off the moon because the lander didn't. Even NASA admits the lander stayed there. The lander did stay there.
Well, yeah, the LEM blasted off.
Allegedly, yeah.
All right.
That's true. Allegedly.
You allegedly.
Let's move on. We have LJ coming in with their first super chat. All right, LJ, always here to ask questions on this subject, even when we're not hosting them. So we always appreciate that, LJ. Marooned, 1969 film, had HD quality and film editing.
No, a film released in 1969 did not have HD quality. HD is technically anything 720p and above, and I can guarantee you that there was no anything that was 720p or above in 1969.
Okay. Any thoughts on the other side there, Neat Pride? Do you want to carry on?
Fight the Flat Earth is actually right about that one.
All right. Cool. Moment of consensus. We can huzzah for that. All right. Kango 44. Film cameras in the 60s didn't have film cans big enough to film at high speed for the duration required.
Yeah. Especially not the specially modified ones they used on the moon, no.
Or they just made custom ones and they destroyed that technology too.
Well, no, that technology still exists, actually, it's in museums.
No, the a camera with a bigger canister, like what he was just saying, doesn't exist. That could have existed in the past, but they just got rid of it, like all the other technology.
They kept it secret and then destroyed it, is that right?
Do you not think that's possible? I don't understand why you would say that.
Do you have evidence it is possible that it happened?
No, I don't have any hard evidence. I have circumstantial evidence. Well, I have a circumstantial evidence for that.
Well, don't ever take up lawyer. All right. Don't go to law
school. You can definitely win cases on circumstantial evidence. I'm aware of that.
I don't think you win any cases. Yeah. All right. Ryan, next.
I see spin. Why spend $10 million per spacesuit to fake it? Anyone?
They still went into space. They still went in low Earth orbit. And they need spacesuits for that. Also, the technology...
Why would they need spacesuits for it if they're inside the spaceship?
Low Earth orbit? Because they need to do repairs on the outside of the space station and stuff.
ISS? Any time during the Apollo missions they did EVs?
I'm talking about the ISS.
Well, I don't know why, because we're talking about moon landings.
We're talking about why would they develop spacesuits if they didn't land on the moon? And that is why. That is a reason why.
You know, you don't need to like wear a full spacesuit to go to the ISS. Like, you know, that's just when you're outside in the vacuum bit.
In the vacuum of space, you don't need a spacesuit.
No, that's where you do. Not when you're inside
I'm saying when they are doing repairs, because it gets hit by like meteorites.
Why you bring up repairs on the ISS? We're talking about the people in going to the moon, and you're saying,
he was asking for an alternative reason why they would have developed the spacesuits, and I was providing that.
But they didn't have the ISS in 1969.
That's true. There was other uses for it,
like
the
what?
Materials being developed. Also, it helped make it more convincing. It helped make the hoax more convincing.
Right. So they spent $10 million to produce the suit capable of operating in the vacuum of space.
But wait, weren't you the one saying it was all just a dick measuring contest in the first place? Brilliant. So they will spend $230 billion to measure their dicks, but they won't spend $10 million to make a spacesuit to measure their dicks. You're not consistent, man.
They actually went to the moon. That's the point.
All right, next one coming in from T. Wayne. A family member has retired from ULA and their NDA is expired. They have told me that the moon landing hasn't and can't happen. They counted 180 cloaked ships at their final launch. Cloaking is a government tech and not alien.
I think he's been...
You can't prove it's not true.
I think he's been watching the new series of Discovery. I'm not sure. There's certainly some cloaking tech in there. Although with the Kidimer Accords, only the Klingons and the Romulans were really allowed to develop cloaking tech. We couldn't have it ourselves.
All right, well, let's carry on. Icy spin. Our super chatters are pulling through. Honestly, we've got lots of questions that poured in just seemingly out of nowhere. So thank you, everybody. Once again, smash that like button if you haven't. Icy Spin says, watch Action Lab Soda. Can Vid 2 understand rockets? Soda can Vid 2 to understand rockets. Or Soda can Vid. Oh, man. It's just there's no commas, nothing. Sorry.
Yeah, so he's referring to the Action Lab video where he puts a soda can inside a vacuum chamber to show that combustion in space, creating thrust in space is completely possible. And I'm not entirely sure how that's relevant. I think it's referring to the disbelief of the LEM taking off, I think.
Any thoughts on the other side or carry on?
Yeah, I'll check out that video, I guess.
All right. Well, let's carry on then, everybody. And thanks again. Happy Herp and Derps says, please give back your millennial internet cards. Heard 1969 100 times now. Not once have either of you paused and said, LOL, 69. Oh, happy Herps and Derps. What is wrong with this?
69, dude.
Yeah. It's just... bringing in that highbrow super chat. All right, we appreciate it. It's thanks for the support and a little bit of fun. T. Wayne, they also expect the space program to be finished inside of 10 years, with the start of it coming from bringing the alleged ISS down. It's game over, and everyone will understand this soon.
Yeah.
Cool story,
probably,
bro.
Probably true. Sounds plausible.
Game over, man. Game over. I guess.
All right. Let's carry on there. So, next one coming in, we have LJ. How do you personally know if anybody's ever landed?
How do I personally know? Well,
pictures.
That's the thing. I have never personally spoken to anyone that's been on the moon. I've never been to the moon myself or seen people on the moon. I base my position on all of the evidence available. It's as simple as that. I have no personal verification apart from the lasers off the retroreflectors. But you know, I didn't go to the moon myself, and it's a ridiculous thing to ask for personal verification. You have to base your position on the evidence available. Just because you didn't personally do something is completely irrelevant to the conversation.
All right. Thank you so much to our super chatters. Next one coming in, LJ again. How do you personally know if anybody's ever landed?
Did I not just answer that?
Yeah, it's kind of the same question.
My apologies. I just must have not given enough attribution to the fact that thanks, LJ, for your other super chat there. Dragon Ice Lake of Fire. This is our last super chat right now, so if you have any questions, you better get them in because we're going to wrap it up shortly after this one, everybody. Quit lying about the amount of money spent. It was $21.4
billion. 21.4 for what? No, it was definitely over $230 billion over the 10 years.
I mean, I'd have to check the numbers, but I think he's referring to just individual years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In 1969, it was probably exactly 21. That sounds right, actually.
All right. Another one came in right after that, so thank you. Earth is Life asks, neat, if a mouse trap was set off in a vacuum, do you think it would not move? This is how rockets work in space. Mass one way, rockets other way.
So I definitely think rockets are real. I just don't think we, because they never stop making rockets. Rockets, that technology never stopped being used. It's only the technology that can put men on the moon that is just so super elusive magically after people get technologically literate and we have color TV and the internet and stuff. It's like how all the pictures and all the quote unquote evidence of Bigfoot disappeared as soon as everyone got cell phones.
Did it?
Yeah. People used to think it's a lot more plausible back before everyone had a camera in their pocket at all times.
Well, it's just interesting to know that Bigfoot constantly gets more search hits than Flat Earth.
Yeah, it probably has more to do with Flat Earth just not being that big.
Real.
Yeah, no. Oh, I want to say one thing, Mr. Flat Earth guy. So I think part of why Flat Earth has gotten so popular is because a lot of the evidence, quote unquote evidence they use, is all the holes in NASA's story about the moon landing. Like that.
There's no holes.
Well, there's definitely some sketchy parts about it. There's some things that don't quite add up. Can you at least concede that? Some things that are suspicious.
Oh, there's nothing that doesn't add up.
You're not suspicious about anything at all. Come on, man.
What to do with the moon landings? I've researched it quite extensively and I found nothing that doesn't add up.
Okay.
Hey, I'm not saying the governments tell the truth all the time, but I've looked into the moon landings and I can't see any lies.
All right. Bill Tetley asks, conspiracy theories are cheat codes for the ignorant. This is more of a statement than kind of a, more like a meta discussion that we can have on this super chat, but conspiracy theories are cheat codes for the ignorant. Instead of putting in the work and research, convince yourself they're all liars and you're one of the few that can see through it. Did either one of you have anything you want to say to Bill Tetley?
Maybe other like people are like that. This is really the only conspiracy theory that I actually like subscribe to be honest. I'm just skeptical. I'm a skeptic. I'm very skeptical.
I would very much suggest that you do some research in it then.
I did a lot of research, man.
Yeah, doesn't appear to be that you've done much.
I'm the one who actually provided evidence this entire debate. Come on, dude.
Like, really? You didn't provide any evidence. I kept asking for it.
Yeah, I was showing you it, and you just kept on cutting me off and saying, prove it didn't happen.
You gave
prove a negative. Prove a negative. Prove a negative.
It's not prove a negative, it's prove a claim.
Yeah, prove that a claim, the negative of a claim, prove
the positive claim that
maybe
they
landed on the moon.
No. It's a positive claim that they faked the moon landing.
Okay.
All right.
Don't try and logic your way out of this because you haven't got a clue.
We can move to the next question if you'd like, Knee Pride, or you can respond if you'd like.
Yeah, if you have to resort to ad hominems, you lost the debate, man. You lost the debate.
There was no ad homs there.
All right.
You said I didn't have a clue. That's saying that you are stupid. That's just another way to say you are stupid.
That's not an ad hom. That's a statement of fact.
All right.
Oh, it's an insult. Yeah, okay.
I see spin. Yeah, we're going to move on to our next question there, guys. And once again, thanks everybody for being here. I see spin asks, oh, that's another one from them. Let me go up here. U.S. found failed Soviet landers, Apollo 11.
U.S. did find failed Soviet landers. Yeah, that's true.
Cool.
All right. I see spin coming in again, says Soviets were trying to beat the U.S. for reflectors.
Okay. They didn't.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
Dispute anything I said.
Okay. I think that's where we're going to wrap up our super chats for now. And what I like to do is go into a 1 minute closings for each of our speakers so you can let everybody know where you're at. And make sure you hit that like button wherever you're checking out this video right now. So, FTFE, you have 1 minute on the floor. Your closing thoughts.
So the evidence that the moon landing exists is abundant. I could sit here for hours going through it all, but it's all been done before. What I have asked for consistently from moon landing deniers is evidence that it's been faked, and there's never any evidence that it's faked. There's just misunderstandings and personal incredulity. That's it. Thanks very much for having me on. My channel in 30 minutes, I will be having another debate with a flat earther called Stuart Buckle. You can find me on youtube.com/FTFE and x.com/FTFE official. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you, FTFE. And over to Neat Pride. You have 1 minute on the floor for your closing thoughts and where everybody can find you.
Yeah, I can't really find me anywhere. I just wish that people were more willing to be wrong about stuff. Like, there's this thing called the backfire effect, where if you get evidence that's contrary to your pre-established beliefs, you double down really hard. You start getting aggressive. I think we saw that on full display here tonight. Yeah, I hope next debate goes a little better. It's one more reasonable.
Okay. Let's see. Icy Spin did ask one last question if you guys would entertain, just because this is a little bit of a short debate. So we'll hit that last super chat for you, Icy Spin. So Neat doesn't deny reflectors were put on the moon.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not 100% on that one either way. I do know that as of 2020, using the reflectors has the same accuracy as just shooting lasers at the moon directly. I had a study I was going to pull up, but never got to it, unfortunately.
All right. We're going to close it out here, everybody. And I'm also going to close the poll. So did we go to the moon? 63% voted yes. 36% voted no. I just put that in there for fun. So that gives you kind of like a demographic of who is watching it today. You know, sans who may be changing their minds right now. So yeah, if you're watching this live, make sure you hit the like button, share this out in those contentious spaces you like having these debates. Once again, big round of virtual applause for both of our speakers for being here to have the discussion, and we'll see you guys next time. Cheers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.